Are You Playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game, many times bad, and tell you why the bleep we played it. I am Speedster Sean, this is Thomas the Great, and Muppet Mason, and we played... Muppet Race Mania. So how you guys doing?
We did it, boys. It's a good Muppets game.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
The universe is in balance now.
And it just took us to find the game that had all the Muppets in it.
Seriously.
All of them. That you could play. All the Muppets.
I'm the only one who like saw some of the Muppets in there and was like, who are you?
There were a couple that I had to look up, but overall, but that was more like, what are you? Oh, you're Fraggle Rock. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Look, the more the better. Because mm-hmm. at this point, they're basically just skins in this game.
So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we played Muppet Race Mania. Yep, we're back with another racing game. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm. This fucking season.
But also one that follows along with a big franchise and makes during that time when a lot of franchises got racing games, the 2000s. Early 2000s, late 90s, we got a big, it's not quite a kart racer, but it does kind of follow a lot of the kart racing mechanics with, the Muppets.
Yeah.
Developed by friend of the show at this point, Traveler's
Tales.
Yeah,
because this is what, we were talking about it before, this is what the fourth mm-hmm. game from theirs that we've played?
Yeah, this is Traveler's Tales shows up a lot because... with how our podcast works and how we pick our games.
And what our fascinations are.
Yeah, Traveler's yeah. Tales shows up a lot.
It also...
specifically like 90s
mm-hmm.
and yeah. 2000s Traveler's Tales.
Also basically published by Midway, who we've mentioned many times on this podcast as well.
Yes.
So
yep.
It was a combo of studios that were like, hey... We talked about you a lot. So
Traveler's Tales developed, published by Midway, and it's a Muppet game. Why haven't we played it sooner?
Because I was trying to find it for cheap.
Ah. Yeah. Money.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess a good way to start with this game is that it's fun. Like, just to say from the beginning, it's a fun party game that you sit down. It's very much, you can tell, they take a lot from the N64 racing games like Mario Kart, Diddy Kong Racing, and the like. You can tell that is what they are trying to do. It's just on the PlayStation, so it was a two-player game, which is fine. We didn't need four players here, but you can tell that is what they are trying to emulate when they're creating this is that type of racing game.
Right. It's very similar to another Toy Story game that gave it the fuck away. It's similar to another racing game Traveler's Tales made, Toy Story Racer. Very similar controls because they operate more like RC cars than actual carts.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And they look more like RC cars than...
Yeah. So, depending on which one came out first, I believe Toy Story came out first. It makes sense why they'd be so similar, but it also makes sense why it'd be good. So.
Yeah.
This came out 1 year before Toy Story Racer.
Well, then never mind.
Muppet Race Mania was 2000, the same year as Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. And in 2001, they made... Toy Story Racer, Weakest Link, and Crash Bandicoot, The Wrath of Cortex.
Wait.
So, Traveler's Tale. Those are the only two racing games. No, they have one other racing game, I think, on their list, or one or two others.
I believe so. I could be wrong.
But immediately when we booted it up and we're playing this game, the first thought of the aesthetic feels very Crash Bandicoot, seeing as they were about to start doing Crash Bandicoot games mm-hmm. left and right. They did, what, two or three of them after this, that you kind of feel that aesthetic that Crash Bandicoot would have in it, in kind of the insanity, which makes sense. Crash Bandicoot, in a lot of ways, does have a Looney Tunes Muppet feel to the characters, so right. I can see why they would go to that style. But they really just were like, hey, what if we included tracks from every Muppet movie? What if we included all the Muppets? And you just got to have fun on racing around.
Yeah, tracks from all the Muppet movies up to that point. They obviously didn't travel into the future. And it's like, yeah, let's grab ones from 2011 and Most Wanted. But
That's for the re-release.
Yeah. God willing. But, yeah, this has a four-track, and because two tracks are races, one track is Battle, and one track is Stuntmaster, which is basically you platform with the car. So.
Which is definitely an interesting idea, and with these controls, you can definitely see platforming being something in it.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of quick stops, you know, quick turns, quick moving that, you know, on the PlayStation can be frustrating, but also still are very easy to pick up.
Right. I kind of wonder what the rights situation was between getting everything from all those movies, because.
Different studios.
Because it couldn't have been easy.
Probably not. But Traveler's Tales is no stranger to doing things that have rights and are licensed and
just
big franchises.
Jump a couple years forward where they would do Lego Dimensions.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like they know how to navigate the sea of rights that are out there to get
or look at what they're working on now with that damn Funko game.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's mm-hmm.
I think it was just really refreshing to play a Muppet game that felt Muppety.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, not to, you know, go back to trauma past, but you know, when we played the Game Boy Color game and it starts off very Muppety and then goes and is no Muppety at all.
It goes downhill fast.
It's a shit game. It's as simple as that.
It's very bad.
If you want to listen to that episode, go ahead, but there's a summary. It's a shit game.
And we were just very sad.
This is not. The Muppets Race Mania is actually a really damn good Muppets game.
Yeah, especially for that's, I think, the big thing for it. It is absolutely a really good Muppets game that it heavily leans into the Muppet charm, and I think that is how it overlook some of its little flaws, is because if you're a fan of the Muppets, you're just going to be smiling too much while you're racing around, while you hear Beaker going meh, 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 meh.
Yeah.
And you're like, yay.
And there are a lot of Muppets in this game. There's a lot of Muppets, there's a lot of cars, and there's a lot of tracks. This game is chock full.
You can put Beaker in a steamroller. Game of 2000.
As God intended. Yeah.
What a weird selection of carts this game has.
It does.
I mean, because you don't really associate Muppets with vehicles that often.
That's mm-hmm. true. The only vehicle that I associate with the Muppets is the Studebaker from the first movie.
I would say the bus for the band.
The bus.
Yeah, but those are like the two.
I would also a little bit bikes because of all the ways they Kermit and Piggy biking.
That's fair.
And because of From Space, some form of spaceship for Gonzo, maybe. Or just like a rocket. I could see him, you know, riding along a rocket and... I just realized that rockets explode.
Right. And it's kind of a thing like that where I imagine the idea of a Muppets racing game is probably an eyebrow raiser to some because, well, the Muppets aren't really known for super speed or traveling around. But I think the way they do it in this game, with it being more of a wacky
mm-hmm.
sort of...
It feels kind of like you're playing with your toy cars.
And that's, yes. Yeah, it feels a lot like that.
That's what it is.
I just was thinking of a funny cart that I wish was in this, is if Rolf was just riding a piano.
Why wasn't that in the game?
Just, I imagine him playing, just going along. Anyway, that's the image that came into my head.
Like that one music video with the Making My Way Downtown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
going across the course with his piano. The things I think of. But I really do think that they pack this game full of Muppet stuff.
They did.
Characters. They got the voices. Heck, this is one of the last times Frank Oz voiced Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there was more Muppet love put into this than, you know, again, not to bring up the last Muppet game we played, but there's a lot more Muppet.
They were also basically the same year. The two Muppet games basically were the same year.
That's crazy.
Both from yin, there is a yang.
From both of them, from two good studios, one just put their C team on it. Their maybe their G team on it.
They put their unpaid interns.
Oh no! You just wanted me to go fetch the coffee. What do you mean you made a Muppet game?
Meanwhile, this feels like Traveler's Tales actually care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to say that because the Muppets probably. Jim Henson's Muppets probably was a deadline thing. like develop that shit in 6 months or whatever and get it out.
We talked about it on the other episode, you know, the other time when we talked about it, but just a review on that quickly, yeah, is because Grand Theft Auto was coming out that same year by that, right. You know, that was their big focus.
Meanwhile, this game is actually like, it feels like there is a lot of love and passion for the Muppets in this game.
I think while we were playing, Mason mentioned this, but it feels very much Diddy Kong Racing is probably the closest racing game that I feel like the environment, the way everything interacts and moves, is probably
especially,
closest.
Especially because the tracks are not too linear. Like, there's a lot of twists and turns and shortcuts you can take and everything. So, it does feel very Diddy Kong Racing to me. I can also kind of take a little bit to say it kind of feel, going back to Crash Bandicoot, little CTR, but only in the track design.
Mm-hmm. CTR...
The vehicle feels very different.
If they had made more of the technical carts and kind of more leaned into the Mario Kart-ness of the racing, it would have been very CTR, because that's that CTR is Mario Kart, but a little zanier and a little, you know, so, with a little more variation on the tracks at the time.
Which, honestly, I do think that this kind of style fits the Muppets more than just a big, big dick racing game. Not like... Not that it's like... Not that a racing game is a bad thing, but I don't think it really fits the Muppets in the same way that something like this. Really. Like, as hilarious as it would be, I don't need to see Kermit hitting drifts at 90 miles per hour.
I can definitely see some CTR influence. The other game that it felt like to me, and it, I don't like comparing Race Mania to this game because it's a bad game, but. At least the, with the way that the tracks were designed with like multiple branching pads, that and combined with some of the draw distance issues, it's not as bad, but it's there. Did remind me of Sonic R a little bit, but not nearly as bad.
No, I can see it. I can see it. I mean, and again, Sonic R. The thing about Sonic R is, it's not a good game. We probably will cover it at some point. It's not a... It's,
watch you be the one who fucking picks it.
Yeah, probably. But, that'll be the thing, Mason.
I feel like I'm being called out
We'll highlight this clip, and then, you know, we'll be like, remember when Mason said, oh, we're going to play this? Hey, this is Mason's game. But the thing about Sonic R is, it's a good concept. It just has a lot of flaws with it. This has that the same side. I think it's a great concept that actually overlooks the flaws that Sonic R couldn't necessarily always overlook them.
And that could be because Sonic R was being developed for the Saturn, and at that point it was like, oh, fuck this. But
yeah.
But Race Mania, again, developed for PlayStation, arguably the biggest console of the 90s. Not arguably, it was. So
yeah,
it makes sense that Traveler's Tales would be full head, head on shoulders, let's get this done, let's get this done right. And they didn't need to be, because the Muppets, as we've seen before, is a property that very much can be just shoved out the door. Like, they'll just plaster it on anything.
Mm-hmm. Happens way too often with Muppets stuff.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Whether it's video games, half-assed shows, movies that, you know, could have been more.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I love the Muppets, and they are just...
They get mishandled.
Yeah.
It's almost like their company doesn't care about them anyway.
That depressing note aside.
Anyway, on the topic not of realism, but of this game. This game is... It's as simple as that. We're repeating ourselves a lot this podcast, but it's just a fun-ass game.
Yeah.
They're really silly item selection. Like
you throw chickens.
You throw chickens. You throw fish. Bombs. A fucking bomb, yeah. And each racer has their own special move, which is cool.
And I really liked that to get to the special move, you either got to choose to have a super boost or use your special move. Or if you needed to, you could use that boost throughout the little bits of the boost throughout the level or save it. There was a little bit of strategy added to it that I did really appreciate that is included in it.
It's weird that the two racing games I've picked this season have a bit more strategy to than the average racing game.
Yeah.
Was not intentional.
I was just thinking about it as you were saying it. I can only, off the top of my head, think of only two other kart racing games with special items.
Yeah.
Double Dash and Sonic and Sega.
Super Mario Kart, but it's for everyone except you.
Yeah, I don't
think that counts.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean Donkey Kong always has bananas? Why does he always have bananas? Oh, sorry, Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, because he's a monkey. I get it.
Oh, what do you mean Bowser has fireballs? Bowser gets to throw fire. Why does Peach get these poison mushrooms?
Why does Mario just get to be invincible whenever he wants?
I also absolutely love Super Mario Kart, so, like, me saying this,
that's
like...
That's right, you're the one who's... Yeah, that's your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, you're the weirdo.
I'm the weirdo that was like, the Super Mario Kart's really fun. Like, I like it. I like a lot of it. Oh, you should try 64.
But the Super Mario Kart is really fun. I really like it.
So. No. But, yeah, the special items really is cool. And most of them are, a lot of them are just stops the other person's cart.
A lot of them are just fucks with the controls or stops the car or something.
But also that feels very Muppety, so...
I mean, they are in character, like Dr. Bunsen dropping a vial or whatever, and it makes you spin out of control. Miss Piggy just smashing you into a pancake. This feels in character for the Muppets.
Mm-hmm. Rizzo turning you into cheese.
What a weird...
Because Rizzo has black magic now.
I mean, if any Muppet had black magic, Rizzo makes a lot of sense.
He would learn it just to be lazy.
Yes,
he would learn it, and it'd just be like, "Hey Rizzo, can you get up? Hey Rizzo, you want a beer? Don't worry, I can get it in Sabandor."
He'd be like, "I could go to work today, or I could cast the spell that has my work done and sleep all day." What do you mean you caused the apocalypse? Well, it wasn't my intention.
That would be the plot of a Muppet movie. It would be a mystery of who caused the apocalypse, and then it ends. Rizzo, you used black magic to solve your work.
I want to see that Muppet movie now.
The fact that in the 90s when they did the stories that Rizzo was just always himself.
Yeah.
At least Gonzo once got to play Charles Dickens.
That's true.
Gonzo.
Light the lamp, not the rat! Light the lamp, not the rat!
Because Rizzo doesn't give a shit. It's one of the reasons why he's great.
Oh, yeah.
No one he doesn't give a shit.
I did really like the selection of racers in this game. Even though, as I think Thomas mentioned in this, was that, like, they're just skins. There's not really any difference between the races or the cars.
There's not, or at least none that are noticeable.
But with over 20 racers and over 30 tracks, and you have 15, 20 different cars, like, yeah. It's fun to mix and match characters into different cars, playing different things, hearing the voices. Like, that's just fun for a fan. It's less about how it's going to control and more about how it looks. Yes. And how, like, this game is very much about, look how silly this looks. Did you make the bulldozer slower than the moon buggy? Nope. Why not? Because look at this. Now you got Miss Piggy ramping off in a bulldozer and you're below with the dune buggy. Isn't this hilarious? This game is desperate for a photo mode. My God, it would have a photo mode if it was now.
Yeah.
You know what this... I know we haven't gotten to the questions yet, but you know what this game makes me really want? It makes me want a Muppets... oh, shoot. What's the game? We played it on the podcast. Had a show recently with the cars and the...
Cars.
Evil clown guy.
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal, thank you. Why couldn't I think of it for the life of me? It makes me want a Muppets Twisted Metal clone.
Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd play that.
Gonzo would be the best character in that game.
He'd be the only one that's, like, really trying.
Everyone's terrified. Gonzo would live for the apocalypse. Gonzo would love living in Mad Max times.
Yeah.
Absolutely would.
He'd be that. If they made a Mad Max movie, Kermit would be Mad Max, but Gonzo would be the freak he always encounters and helps him along his journey.
Yeah. I think for this game, the big thing that I mention here is, like, it's got some kind of interesting but basic controls.
Yeah.
I brought it up while we were playing. The starting boost mechanic where you have to... It's really hard to describe it, but
input a bunch of buttons in a row.
There's like a prompt on the screen with like all the buttons on it, and one of them will glow up, and you have to match the buttons.
And the faster you hit them and match them up, the bigger boost you get at the beginning, which is, I think, really cool than the timed boosts of Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's definitely unique.
It feels a lot more goofy, I guess, to say
it feels,
zany.
It feels a little. It feels less skill based, obviously. But again, this is not a skill based race.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It feels less like, you know, like good at driving, and more at like, hey, I used black magic from Rizzo again. But I really do like. I like that for this type of racing game. But, you know, the controls were really basic. You have your X to go. You have your, you know, L2 to fire your weapon.
You actually get to choose which weapon mm-hmm. to fire, which I did think was cool. L1 for the one in the mm-hmm. at the bottom of the screen, L2 for the one at the top.
When you have both of them as chickens, you're just, you know, doesn't matter which one you choose. But
right. And then when you get your full boost meter, you can choose R2 for boost or R1 for
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Which, again, very pretty basic controls. This game was definitely better with the D-pad than the analog stick, I found. Yeah, which, for a game in 2000, is odd that it felt that way, but it definitely, I think all of us found it easier to use the D-pad.
Yeah, well, every time I tried to use the sticks, they just didn't work for me.
I did not like using the mm-hmm. analog sticks at all.
Which, again, was really weird for, you know... I know it's a late PlayStation cycle game, so, like, we're talking analog... Them DualShock analog controllers have been there for a while.
Yeah.
But it still, you know, it raced fine, like, with the controls. Like, I don't think I'm going to, like, say, like, these are great controls, but I didn't think anything was bad with them.
No.
And the other thing I really want to point out about the game that I think is amazing, some of the best UI... I know that seems to be seem that I love hyping up.
Say you really
I do really like,
seem to like hyping up the
UI. But mm-hmm. it allowed you from the BIS screen to just go and change your course. Not go to another menu, do it. Just lead to a little thing that quickly go through and change the course without going back to the other through all the other menus.
There was also something where if you let the demo play on the title screen, you like the look of that track, you press start, you can pick that track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So there's a lot of, like, little UI things that I think were great in it. The ability to go up and down to change your cart, your driver, and left and right to change your car, all on one menu instead of going to the next to next. It just little things that streamline the experience and let you get to the race, I thought were really good.
The other thing we didn't mention, because since all the tracks are based on the different movies, every time you pick one, it plays a clip from that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is super charming. There's not a lot of times where it really fits, but at the same time, look, if I'm playing studio and then all of a sudden Doctor comes in from Muppets from Space, I ain't gonna complain because that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of, like, the lengths of the clips were all different and they were all kind of random. Like, there was one, I swear it was only like 5 seconds long.
Yeah, that was on Muppets Christmas Carol 1. I said it as a joke, I'm dead certain it's because they couldn't get the rights to Michael Caine.
Possibly. There's also an element of that. How I wonder if the clips were more mandated with the license. Like, okay, but you have to show clips to try to get kids to buy our movies, you know?
Probably.
That's another thing that maybe, and so maybe depending on it, level of what extent the clips were, might have been studio-driven more than anything. Or they just, you know, Traveler's Tales was like, we really like Muppets, so let's just put some clips in.
Let's
here.
Just throw some.
What do you want to put here? I don't know. Something about some bells. That'll work.
I mean, the ones that really fit were like Happiness Hotel, starting mm-hmm. with them getting dropped off at Happiness Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the Muppets and those movies, it's a charming like intro to each level. It you know, if you are sitting down and playing the same levels over and over again, like you do. It could get a little repetitive, but again, like it was definitely a cute little addition.
I mean, you could probably also skip them.
You can absolutely skip them. And I do like when games include clips from source material. You know, I mentioned that on the, I think it was the Monsters, Inc. Scream Arena. I was like, I do enjoy when you just have clips from the movies and stuff like that. That is fun if you want to watch them. I especially love it when they're like on, like, the Nintendo DS or the Game Boy Advance, and you're, like, bit-crunched version of them.
So you like to suffer.
Yeah. But I did like that, and I thought that was a good presentation thing.
Yeah. This game is just good. Mm-hmm. It's just a super charming game. The phenomenal presentation. Because, again, it just oozes Muppets.
Which... I think that's something when we've played the bad license game and tie-in games a lot of times, the presentation is what kills a lot of those games. Like, we will forgive games for good presentation. Like, nobody's out there saying Larry Boy and the Bad Apple was a great game, but we're all like, man, we play that game again. That game was fun because it was so well presentation. Why are we not playing Muppets Game Boy Color? Well, fall damage, but also because there was nothing else that drew us in. Like, the presentation wasn't drawn in. And I think that is when a studio is taking in a license and using it, if they present that license at its highest ability and have infuse it with whatever that license charm or presentation is there, that works. And this game really gets that.
Like, the Muppets look as good as they're going to look on PS4.
That is true.
I mean, I love some of the looks. Like, Beaker just looks horrified, which is perfect.
Yeah. Beaker always looks horrified, to be fair.
Rolf looks like he's having flashbacks to the war. And again, that perfect, perfect.
going back to comparing this game with Larry Boy, the other thing that that I think draws us back to it is it's how true it is to the source material.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, again, a big thing with Race Mania, is that the spirit of the Muppets is very much present in a way that the first Muppet game that we played wasn't.
Absolutely.
Again, just even simple things. Like, they didn't have to make the tracks based on the movies. They could have just made, you're driving through generic city, generic swamp or whatever. But no, it's the swamp from the Muppet movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the city from, it's New York from Muppets Take Manhattan kind of thing.
So much so that in the secret Fraggle Rock level that we unlocked, that has Fraggles, the characters popping out of the holes occasionally. Like, that is, legitimately, there is attention to details and attention to the fun that the Muppets can be. And while, it's a 2000 PlayStation game, there are going to be a lot of things you're like, ooh, that is aged. That's supposed to be fill in the blank. But they did it in a way that still, you can still enjoy the fun of it.
I think visually wise, nothing about it really bothered me except for the draw distance a little bit. And even then, it didn't even... It wasn't like Sonic R level bad.
The only time it bothered me was at the Dox level.
Where
there are just straight up parts where the chains will just pop in right as you're there. And you're like, oh, thanks, Dick.
There's a lot of times where you didn't know if you were going to go off the edge. Like, oh, no, I'm going off the edge. Oh, that was actually a wall. I wasn't going to go off the edge there.
Right.
That happened in a lot of levels. And then you're like, oh, assuming a wall's going to come. And then you're like, whoo, into the water. And so that definitely is a problem with the two-player. But, that, as I said, that's kind of par for the course for PlayStation. Yeah.
Again, it's not a deal breaker in this.
No.
It's just something that is noticeable.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed being able to play the characters. You can just have Sam the Eagle, my favorite. Scooter.
The quotes when they win and lose are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Kermit just... being the biggest sport is hilarious to me.
It's like, oh, we lost. Oh, we'll get him next time.
And it's like, no, you're such a nice guy.
Just want to pat him on the head.
They felt very in spirit. And again, there wasn't a ton of dialogue from each of the Muppets, but their lines they all said felt very much in character.
What was the Scooter one where he lost? And he was like, hey, don't tell anybody, but...
It's like, not to alarm anyone, but I'm pretty sure we lost.
Yeah. That's such a Scooter.
Scooter's so underrated.
Absolutely.
Scooter might be the most underrated Muppet.
Scooter's up there. I love Scooter.
But yeah, I think if you take one thing away from all of us talking about this, is that Muppet Race Mania.
I think that I was going to make that same goddamn joke.
Scooby-Doo came out there. Muppet Race Mania. Muppet Race Mania is absolutely a really fun time, especially if you are a fan of the Muppets.
Yes.
But on this podcast, we ask two important questions of every game that we play. The first is, how does it hold up?
I think it holds up pretty well.
It's...
There are definitely things that have aged on it.
Yes.
There are definitely controls, mechanics, and especially, as we said, the draw distance stuff that have aged worse as games have gone on. But for games at the time, it's very comparable to other late 90s, early 2000s racers. That it's like, it's what they were and what they are. It's held up fine. Yeah. You can still play it. None of them are game breaking. You don't have anything that breaks the game in a way that's unplayable.
That's what I was going to say. Is that the things that have aged not great about it? They're not deal breakers in any way. But, I think other than like maybe the controls are a little bit weird.
But once we got used to the controls, we were fine. It maybe took a couple of races, but once we got used to them, it definitely wasn't a detriment anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. So.
I think the reason to come back to it and why it holds up better than maybe some of the even the games of the time is that they got the voices and everything nailed, and like you could go for the fun of the Muppets, and that's a reason to go to it. That's a reason it has held up, is because the presentation is at the highest level you could get for a PlayStation tie-in game, really, is that. And that's a reason it has held up, despite the flaws that might hold it back.
Right. Yes.
Second question we ask of every game that we play. Would you like to see a remake or a reimagining in a modern setting?
Look, would it ever happen? No, but I would like to say CTR Nitro refuel version of this game.
Mm-hmm. You want Race Mania Nitro?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to see. I would take a remake, a reimagining, a new game, a sequel. Dropped on the store. I would take anything.
I'm leaning more towards like a new game, like one that plays more like a Mario Kart. I think.
See, I don't think Mario Kart.
I think this style fits the Muppets more.
I'm okay if they want to. Obviously, if you want to update the graphics, you want to maybe fix the controls a little bit. But I don't want it to be like Mario Kart. I like it being a little more goofy with the controls, a little more loosier with it. Update and different things, maybe tighten a few things. But in the end, like, this is the style I like the Muppets to be in. It feels almost like you are puppeting them. And I think that's the way you need it to be.
I think... Like the thing that's holding me back from saying like full remake is that it's got the Racer's Revenge problem, where I'm not really a fan of the track designs with the branching paths. It gets too confusing for me.
That's fair, but also I think with
doing it more like Mario Kart, the tracks would be simpler. Okay. And I just prefer that.
I kind of like the idea of all the different paths, and like you can go three different ways and three different laps.
Branching paths, but that's just
me. Yeah, I think that's legitimately something that makes the game a little more replayable almost in that aspect. But I can see. But you know, I feel like if they did a full almost remake and brought it out with a style, you could have more people racing at one time, you know, having big matches of lots of racers. I think this game could be really fun if they wanted to dig deep into the vault and, you know, do a non-Lego game again. Yes. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of where I am personally.
But, you know, I don't know, considering Midway is...
Dead.
Yep, and you know,
the way of the dodo.
I don't know who owns the licensing for this anymore. So like,
there's, if you wanted to just make a new Muppets game, you could, and maybe have it control like a regular Mario Kart. This is an alternate mode. Like a machine thing.
Something like that. Yeah, we've talked before. Like, Muppets aren't as malleable into games as maybe they should be. You know, we get very, you know, we get platformer, a racing game, a party game is basically what we get with the Muppets. When it should be like, you can drop the Muppets into anything and it's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But also still keeping them true to themselves. So like, if they wanted to remake or reimagine a whole big up different racing game in a different style, I'm okay with that, because I think the Muppets would work as long as you keep the presentation. But I think I would really like to see this game. Like, I just would like them to just update a lot. Like, the graphics was some of the, you know, like, that's one of my biggest flaws of playing the game, is the graphics, because of what you could see, the draw distance, everything that's going on there. Well, that, we know how to fix that now. We know how to do that. Like, so just up, you know, building this in a slightly better graphics. And I think this game plays just fine and would be a lot of fun to play with friends again.
I agree. It's just, that was an option.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yeah, I think we all are like, yes, more Muppets, please.
More Muppets, please.
Bring this game back. Yeah, just in general.
Yeah, like we could. I would take any Muppet racing game. Any. If you just want to have Kermit running on two legs, racing down the old.
Oh, that'd be kind of weird.
Track and field Muppets, I'll watch and play.
That would be weird.
No, just track and field Muppets, and it looks like he's going to start, but then an actual hand comes out and
chucks him.
Like that one bit from the Muppet movie where he gets thrown to the back of the ball.
He's like, oh, I'm going to do a hammer throw this time. And it's like, oh, no, no, you're the hammer.
No, and it takes him with it.
But I don't want to use my head.
But I just really think this game could absolutely... There's more things from this game that could be taken. We could use a whole lot of it. We could have updates. We could have remake. We could have anything. But sadly, the Muppets just kind of sit there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I may have depressed myself.
I was going to say, what a dour ending for a
game. But you know what?
For a game that we like.
You know what isn't dour, Mason?
What's that?
Well, sending us an email to bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That would be really exciting, wouldn't it, Thomas?
I don't know, man. Our inbox is pretty empty.
That's fair. But if you ever want to send a comment, a question, or just anything you want to say, send us an email, bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That's bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. Or if you want to tell us to play a game, maybe one of the other few Muppet games that we haven't touched. Or maybe you want us to watch a Muppet movie and then tell you what we think about it. You can do that over on our Patreon, patreon.com/whatthebleep. Subscribe to our Super Bleephead tier, $15 a month, and you can tell us to play a game or watch a movie, and we'll do it. We will definitely do it. But yeah, that's been Muppet Race Mania. Leave a nice 5-star review on this, please. Mason's life depends on it.
What?
Until next time.